Okay, dear students, let's take a look at the assignment for chapter 5. Now, make sure you've studied the interest calculation worksheet from chapter 5. There's an answer key and a commentary. And we want you to answer these questions 1 through 8 thoroughly. Don't just put a number down, okay? Show your work. Show your work. Why? Because if you don't get the right answer, how am I supposed to know how you got it, right? We math majors, I was a math major undergraduate, we lived and died by partial credit. So if you show your work, at least you get some partial credit. Plus, we want you to fix it. We're going to tell you, hey, this is not right. Take a look at over here. Take a look at the interest calculation worksheet. You can do it. Now, the problems 1 and 2 and 3 are very similar to what's in the interest calculation worksheet. Problem number 4 is a little tricky. Yeah. So you want to think about it because it's basically like number 3, but there's a little bit of a curveball there. What are the givens? What are we trying to calculate? We use the same formula as question number 3, but there's a little bit of a twist. Now, number 5 is similar to what's on the calculation worksheet. Now, 6, 7, and 8, you're going to need to go through the presentation. For number 6 and 8, we use slide number 31. Don't try to do it without studying slide number 31 and, of course, listening and watching the presentation. Number 7 uses slide 33. And again, if you don't study slide 33, you're going to make all of us look bad. So we can't have that. Now, number 8 is probably the most important because you're going to do problem number 6 again, except this time you're going to use your information from your cash flow statement. Now, hint, if you don't have any debt payments, now remember, this is just debt payments. Don't put your phone payment or insurance payment. Those are not debt payments. Those are, even though you need to pay them every month, they're not obligatory. You could stop paying your cell phone payment. You lose your cell phone, but oh well. Well, you lose your service. So make sure you do the mandatory debt payments. And if you don't have any mandatory debt payments, it's zero. Zero divided by anything is zero. And then what is strongly recommended, but not part of the assignment, is to talk to one of your friends or family members and calculate their debt payments to income ratio and discuss the financial ramifications of carrying debt. Did you go through the presentation? Does consumer credit increase or decrease your purchasing power? Be awesome, dear students. We're so proud of you. Of course, if you need help, you know who to contact. Or you can always go to the Strength to Go On Bar and Grill and just say, hey, I'm stuck. Thank you so much for being in our class, dear students. Be awesome.